Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you good, man, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. And thank you so much. Let us welcome Pastor Selby Khumalo is on the line. Greetings to you, sir. Welcome, Muruti.
Yes, we're saying hallelujah. Amen to everyone who is listening. We are saying AFM, Apostolic Faith Mission in the house.
Yes, AFM, Apostolic Mission in the house. Wow. Are you well, sir? Are you well?
We are well by the grace of God. We are excited.
Very much so.
To be with you and to be able to join countless listeners,
yes,
and also viewers who also view the Radio Pulpit in various platforms, social media platforms.
Now, last week we just got hold of you, but we didn't get into the gist of what we had to speak about, and I hope that we can do justice to that in this next 27 minutes or so. Now, the inspired text that you speak about as saying the divine breath, the authority of Scripture, God's breath, life-giving, God's creative breath, the breath by God, taught by the Spirit. This is God's word. And,
amen.
And this is how you go. Tell us more about it.
We are where we are in terms of spiritual life because of the Word of God.
Mm.
Our growth, our path of transformation, it is because of the Word of God.
Mm.
The moral compass, able to discern what is right, it is because of the Word of God.
Yeah.
To be able to embrace hope, to say tomorrow will be better than today, it's because of the message and the witness of Scripture in our lives. The wisdom that we carry in terms of discerning issues of clarity, it's because of the Word of God.
Yeah.
The truth, the absolute truth that we've discovered, that has transformed our lives.
Mm.
Trusting God wholeheartedly. It's because of Scripture.
Yeah.
It's because of this revealed truth of God that we've encountered in our lives. And we are better. And we are better people because of the life that is given to us by Scripture, the Word of God, the revelation of God to us.
Sure. Now, you also speak that, as stated you in John 10:35, the truth and the Scripture stand firm. You state that Scripture is unbreakable. You also state that it is written for our benefit, quoting Romans 15:4, and that this should be lessons for us. Please elaborate there.
Yeah, we say past writings, as Paul wrote in Romans 15:4, when he wrote, there was Old Testament Hebrew scriptures.
Yes, sir.
Now, when he wrote to the Romans, at that time, there was no combined text which was known as the New Testament.
Mm.
Now, when he wrote in Romans 15:4, he says, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. You see?
Yes.
Now, he's telling the Romans, the authority of Scripture, the importance of Scripture, that it is not just any other literature. It is God's breath is able to give and produce hope to those who already did, and they are able to endure and also persevere because of the encouragement that they've received in Scripture, being taught by Scriptures. And then this is what's written for our benefit.
Sure.
And to us as well.
Now,
Scripture is transformative because it's able to produce hope to those who digest and receive Scripture.
Now, you also have said, and you were basing this in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 6 and 11, in which you depict the historical events that are factual, truthful, and they serve also as examples to learn from. Can you elaborate a bit there?
Yeah, they also, in the same vein like Romans, Paul writes to Corinthians. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6 and 11.
Yes.
Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Verse 11. These things happened to them as examples. And they are written down as warnings for us. On whom the culmination of ages has come.
We
see that we are able to engage Scripture, and in it, we are able to learn from these historical events, and not to do as they did when it came to evil things.
Yeah.
And then also the warnings that were given to them. Now, it serves as basis for us to learn. It's a teaching aid for us to learn from, so that we are able to connect to the heart of God by inviting His wisdom to say, in our present life, let us use the Scriptures for our lesson.
It is amazing, you know, Mfundisi Khumalo. It is amazing that we, and you said this quite succinctly, that transformation is an experience that comes as we continue to see Scripture being alive in us. Can you just say something in short with regards to that?
Yes. When the word is preached to us, when it's proclaimed to us, we're able to, as Paul writes to Timothy, he says, Scripture is useful. He says the Scripture is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
Yes.
Now, you could see that those who are able to consume and engage in Scripture, like Timothy, he says that since childhood, you have engaged in Scripture, which is able to make one wise. Then he continues, because he says, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, and that from childhood you have known the sacred Scriptures, which are able to give you wisdom that leads to salvation through faith. Now, this is transformation. because it's able to give you wisdom. Now, when you have wisdom, you're able to choose wisely. You're able to discern because you have this quality. Therefore, that means transformation is from inside out.
Yeah.
You're able to have transformation from within, and also the outcome of that transformation is able to be practical, to be seen, even outside in terms of how you walk. You walk in wisdom, you walk in the light, and you walk in unity.
Yes.
Because of the transformation through scripture.
Sure. Fantastic. When we come back, more with Pastor Selby Khumalo from AFM.
Tu nembe, ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Now, welcome back. Now, the issue again that I see with the very aspect of scripture is the problem of the variety of translations. And, you know, the ESV, the BSV, the King James, NKJV, HCSB, the Aramaic. Many people basically are having variations of understanding scripture because they pursue their knowledge through one or two of these translations. What would you say with regards to this? Because all these, in their variations of translation, should continue to prove that scripture is of the Father, and so that the anthropos, the man of God, may be thoroughly equipped. It should lead to that and not to what we want it to mean. Mfundisi Khumalo, what say you there?
Yes, man of God. Yo, I don't want to be technical here. When it comes to textual criticism, you know, those leaders or writers who wrote, the initial writers who heard from God, they used some form of writing.
Yes.
Now, even you, at times you write to say meaning F, but somebody, when he looks at it, he will think that you've written eight instead of X because of the way we write. Now, those who copied the text from original writers, some of them made grammatical mistakes, you see. That thing is original. I mean, it's obvious that the original writers,
yeah,
who were inspired, but the people who copied were not inspired, you see.
I hear you. Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah. Now, the translation, some of them, the manuscript in other places, instead of R, another one said that. Now, when you combine and some of the translation, they're trying to come into some point to the true meaning of the Word of God.
Mm.
Meaning, translations might vary, and it's good to have different translations so that you're able to come closer to the meaning of Scripture and what God says in His Word.
Mm. Now, it happens much of the times, therefore, that there should be a common denominator, you know, that the inspiration of the Most High is there. And this is something we need to focus on. And knowing that, you know, first and foremost, no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. This should be known. These prophecies that are there in the Word, also we see in the Word, they are not by human will or man's intent, but by the Spirit of the Most High. When you continue to look in Scripture of 2 Timothy and 2 Peter, what say you there, Mfudisi?
Yes. No, the Word of God, the Word of the original writings had no challenge in terms of textual criticism.
Yes.
It's only the translations that had different viewpoints from where they stood in terms of understanding what the Word of God is saying.
Mm.
When we read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, there it's precise that at the time when Peter wrote, he said, knowing this, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation.
Sure.
For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will.
Mm.
But men were moved by the Holy Spirit, and they spoke and wrote from God.
Mm.
You see, what they spoke and what they wrote was from God.
Mm.
That is why we are saying, as per Timothy, all Scripture is God's breath. Life-giving.
Yeah.
It's a breath of God that gives life.
Mm.
That is why Peter, when Christ saw them, he asked them, you also want to live? Peter said, where should we go? Where can we go? Because in you are the words of life.
So, now, I see another aspect. I know time is running out a bit, but I see another aspect. You also have identified the four primary purposes of the Word, the teaching that provides knowledge, rebuking, correction, and training in righteousness. What say you in this?
When we looked at this, especially 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16b,
yes,
the pattern that was followed there, it's A, B, B, A.
That means
teaching is A.
Yeah.
Rebuking is B.
Yeah.
Correcting is B.
Mm-hmm.
Training in righteousness is A.
Yeah.
That means teaching and training goes together.
Mm.
Rebuking and correcting goes together.
Yeah.
Now, Scripture, the primary purpose of Scripture is that we are instructed on doctrine and moral living so that we understand God's nature and His will through His Word, and we teach that When we rebuke using scripture, we confront sin. We confront error, shortcomings, and we call those to repentance when we rebuke. When we correct, we emphasize restoration, guiding believers to the right path.
Yeah.
When they stray away. Training in righteousness.
Yes.
Here we foster growth in faith, equipping believers to live out in terms of mimicking God's character through scripture. Here we're being trained in righteousness, achieving good virtues of self-control and uprightness. That is how righteousness is being viewed here.
Yeah.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22 calls to young people to flee the evil desires of the youth and pursue righteousness. When we are trained in righteousness, you are called to pursue, to follow righteousness.
Yes.
This is, for us, a good framework for ethical living, the Word of God.
So, I hear you quite well. I know time is, you know, I just wish we could just bask and listen to you saying all these things. You know, we really, really, amazingly enough, I'm happy that last week you didn't touch this and just saved it for this week. Now, let me get to the last question. We know already that scripture is, as you said, equipping for good work. Already we know that, emphasizing that knowledge and application of scripture are necessary for active service. Yes. Now, finally, you say, then the word of the Father is truth, John 17:17. Then we preach the inspired text in 2 Timothy 4:2. But you also go with this even as you go to conclusions. Now, the word is truth, preaching the inspired text. This can help quite a lot of us, Mfundis Khumalo. What do you say on this?
Yeah, here we are called to preach the word. We are called to proclaim the word.
Sir, yes, sir.
And when we do that, when Paul writes to Timothy, 2 Timothy 4:2, he said, be prepared. You see, now it's fine that we preach the word, but there is preparedness that should accompany the proclaiming of the word. We should be prepared in season and out of season.
Yeah.
In weddings, prepared. In funerals, prepared.
Ish.
In memorial service, prepared. In official functions, business meeting, be prepared.
Yeah, yeah.
There is no place where it's off limits. We are prepared in season and out of season.
Yeah.
Armed with correction, armed with rebuking, armed with encouragement. We do this with great patience and careful instruction. You see here, he was facing people who were preaching heresy. Now, when Paul spoke to him, he said, when you do that, have great patience and careful instruction, because you are faced with people who are preaching heresy and they are amongst you. Therefore, teach me the doctrine in the face of false teaching. Be sure to have great patience, and you should show commitment to scripture. Guide believers to the truth.
Yeah.
Encourage them for spiritual growth.
Yes.
Be prepared at all times. Ready at all times to preach, proclaim, and teach. Mm. Rebuke and encourage.
Yeah.
That is Paul's final letter to Timothy, urging him to stay diligent in his pastoral duties despite challenges.
Sure. Now, finally, in your conclusion, basically you encourage a deepening commitment to Scripture by reading, studying, and applying daily. Applications, daily engagements, Bible studies, live applications, sharing the word. We only have 2 minutes. What would you say in this, and what are the benefits?
Deepening our commitment to Scripture is to read, study, meditate, apply, and apply.
Yeah. So, Maruti, I want to thank you. I want to really appreciate the time we've had, such wisdom. And I'm looking forward to other programs. May the Father do you good, sir. And may He continue to use you to inspire as many people. And thank you for saying what you said last week when you said, look, we are looking beyond borders of denominations. We are touching everyone who is a believer and those that want to believe. And
I must say,
yes,
I must say, while we are having a few minutes,
yeah,
that our president, Dr. Henry Veteman,
yes,
will come and share as well. Our deputy president, Pastor Baron Peterson,
yeah,
will come and share.
Wow.
Our treasurer general,
yeah,
Pastor Rudy Kutsi,
yeah,
will come and share.
Wow.
Director for welfare, Pastor Bongi Naile, will come. Also, director for youth, Pastor Sabasa,
yeah,
Kandanani, will come. For men, Pastor Makauti will come. For children's ministry, theological college, all of them,
yeah,
will come and take a piece of,
wow,
this diamond,
wow,
of the word of God.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Maruti. Grace and peace to you, sir. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Good night. And thank you so much for listening. We give the Father the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's no one like Him in our lives. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the voice notes. Thank you for listening. And thank you also to AFM in the house. They really have done us good. And what an insightful study and beginning of great things. We really appreciate. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like Him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. And we thank Him that even tonight, by His Holy Spirit, He guides us into all truth in the name of His Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. And we're grateful. And we say, Tuda Rabbah.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.